According to a 2014 survey by the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan, more than 60% of middle school and high school athletes in the U.S. report paying some sort of fee to play school sports. That presents a challenge for low- and middle-income families, and it keeps lots of kids from participating. But one organization wants to change that. Mike Foley of WCBE in Columbus, Ohio, has our story.
We're dinosaurs. We are.
Yeah.
People don't know how lucky they are. Their kids go to Buckeye and they play a sport.
Yeah,
they pay a high price for it, but they get to play.
Yeah, and they got the attitude.
Sitting at their kitchen table, longtime Medina, Ohio residents Patty and Glenn Reisner flip through two scrapbooks. The couple has seen the evolution of pay-to-play athletics firsthand. In 2005, the Buckeye Local School Board abruptly cut all sports. The Reisners had a senior and a freshman on the football team that season. They were looking forward to their boys playing on the same high school squad.
I think we got fiery mad when we realized that night that we had two crying kids out here. I think something just turned in us, like, they can't do this. We're not going to let them do that.
Public pressure led the school board to reconsider. Parents would need to raise $60,000, which they did. Golf tournaments, auctions, and an unselfish community funded sports for a few years, but eventually pay-to-play fees were put in place and remain today. Athletes this fall pay $395 per sport. Glenn Reisner, now the district's athletic director, says many families can't come up with that much money all at once.
I last year had about 100 people on payment plan out of my 500-some kids that participate. And I understand. I mean, I understand it.
Some estimates suggest more than 700,000 kids miss out on school athletics because their families can't afford the cost. New York filmmaker Andrew Wonder discovered that statistic while conducting research for a documentary.
We talked to a lot of schools, and we had a lot of schools tell us about ways they were handling pay-to-play. But when Glenn Reisner came on the phone, he just jumped. And he started telling us his story about how they raised the money to keep the program alive here. And then he started telling us about Jalen. And it just felt like everything aligned.
We've got Andrew Wonder from the Right to Win Foundation in studio, and we've got Jalen Brock, who's a senior at Buckeye, and they're both joining us here. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Jalen, before you met up with these guys, what was the struggle like trying to pay for these pay-to-play fees? Because that's a lot of money you're talking about there, $400 just to play football?
What would happen is my mom would get paid every week. And every
Wonder
Friday,
found Brock's story so compelling, he scrapped the film. And along with his best friend Dan Wright, established a foundation. Right to Win raises money from individual sponsors to cover sports fees for kids. Jalen Brock became the first recipient last year.
I'm not able to see my mom every day, so my teammates have kind of stepped in and became a second family to me.
Brock tells his story through a video on Right to Win's website. He had much more at stake than just being able to play a sport. While he was in eighth grade, Brock and his family were evicted from their home. It happened again his freshman year. But because he was able to play football, Brock found a stable home with the parents of one of his teammates, and they are his legal guardians.
I have about four families. Like, I have my real family. I have Hunter's family, which is my best friend. I have my girlfriend's family. Being with, like, my football family is like getting to play, like, the best game ever invented with my brothers all day long.
Brock no longer worries about being homeless or where the money for sports fees will come from. He's able to focus on football and classwork. He's been recruited by a few schools and plans to attend college next year. But Andrew Wonder's recruiting efforts are just beginning.
Yeah, this is actually my first house visit.
Wonder's on the road to meet Logan, the son of a single mom of four. Wonder says finding kids remains the biggest challenge because once they quit sports, they often drop out of school.
We're literally right by the park. Like I said, we're Red Pontiac D6.
I see 271. Oh, I see the basketball court. Okay, I see the Pontiac. Oh, I see the play. Oh, I see him.
Wonder and Logan chat about life, football, and the summer. Then they come up with a deal. If Logan can improve his grades to B's, Wonder will pay the football fee. If Logan gets A's, Wonder will pay for basketball, too. Wonder planned to offer an academic challenge to each Right to Win applicant, but he has a problem with his next student, sophomore Julianne Lee Finley.
That's cool. Where are your grades at now?
Really well. My average GPA last year was like a 4.4 or something.
Okay, so that's so nothing I could do to help you there.
A goalie on the soccer team, Finley dreams of attending veterinary school at Ohio State. Hearing that, Wonder quickly sees an opportunity.
So if the Humane Society certification for 40 hours, if we can get that done by the end of the school year?
Yeah.
You know, all you have to do is keep doing that, and then you'll be playing soccer as long as you want to play.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Very awesome. Thank you.
Finley and her mom visibly exhale. They were still paying off last year's fees, and Wonder has decided to clear their account. He says it feels wonderful to help students, but admits it's hard to handle the gratitude.
It's weird for me because people look at me like I'm doing so much for them, but I'm, you know, what I'm doing is pretty simple. Taking money from somewhere and making sure it goes to someplace where it's needed.
Wonder and I end the day at the Reisner's home. Patty proudly picks up her scrapbooks to put them away, but the memories of that challenging journey 10 years ago are always near.
There was a whole lot of moms, just like me, that loved their kids so much that they were willing to do anything that they could, fundraise the way we did, do whatever we had to do, just so that little part of their life wasn't taken away. You know, I'm sitting here crying over this crazy book that I made, but any mom that I worked with at football felt the exact same way about their son.
Oh, yeah.
And what we did. They were worth it. They were so, so worth it.
Wonder's scrapbook is just beginning. He's now funding 7 kids with the goal of helping 20 by the end of the year. For Only a Game, I'm Mike Foley.